Blog Talk Radio.
DadPip.com world premiere.
Go ahead, go ahead. So you can't just do it. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. You gotta do it well. Ha. Look, body language is the kind of talk I'm fluent in. Why don't you stop talking about it and come and do it then? Written on your face, that yeah, I'm trying to do it, grin. Event planning, we just need a spot to do it in. Heading to engagements, head behind the range tents. Fruits of my labor, edible arrangements. It get a little messy. Sweater new, Jay's mint. She say when she done with me, I better go and change that. Fuck the sweater, I don't know no fucking better. Y'all get it, I don't know no fucking better. Than this right here, shorty right there. Still giving old boy nightmares, and I heard your ex hated. That's why my text stated last night was a movie, and it was X-rated. Flick called wet, it only gets better. Tonight we make the sequel and call that shit wetter. Go ahead.
Fucking like it on somebody else ain't fucking me right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right. I'ma kiss your body from your head down to your toe. Anytime you want it, you just let a nigga know.
Let me know.
And we gon' do it, do it, do it, do it.
We gon' do it right
there. And we gon' do it, do it, do it, do it.
She represent Queens, yeah. I was raised out in Brooklyn.
Body language is the only talk he's fluent in. Was going down when he flew me in. Anything that I got on, he wanna do me in. Now all these nondescript bitches wanna do me in. Go AP on me. He know all his niggas wanna put the D on me. Even Dr. Dre went and put the B on me. But my pussy so exclusive, limited edition. You know niggas love pretty bitches with ambition. Bees on the keys, never go in the ignition. But when I ride it, do it to precision. I can tell that he tripping every time that it's slipping. When he about to come, I start to kiss his neck. I let him score, but we ditch the ref. When we going out, we gotta ditch the press. Aw, man, I got his bitch depressed.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fucking like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right. I'ma kiss your body from your head down.
Give it to your right, give it to your left, make it last forever. King sweat, how you out of breath?
Daddy, slow down a bit. You acting like you never been downtown and shit. I need a ball to lay back while he watch the thing bounce. Buying them designer bags, yeah. Me in my account.
No doubt, I'm the player that they talking about. Got that good shit, even in a drought.
If you gon' do it for real.
And if they ask how I'm doing, tell them doing it well. Go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right. I'ma kiss your body from your head down to your toe. Anytime you want it, you just let a nigga know.
Let me know. I was raised out in Brooklyn.
Shopping though, like I'm about to go cop these
right now?
New Chanel, it's new Chanel
right
bag. Yeah, I'm about to, I gotta go.
Oh, don't forget about me, bitch. Me, bitch.
Yo, what's going on? I hope you can hear me. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. trying to get this thing, get this show started off. You know what I'm saying? We run into a little technical difficulty right now. Hold on. I'm going to try and get things set up. And hopefully you will be right back. I don't know. Do I let me know if you're hearing me. If anybody out there hearing me, hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. Yeah, Fat Man, hell yeah, I hear you. You're coming through loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? If you can hear me, I want to tell you, you know, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know how we get down every day, how we do our damn thing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going live after 5 with the Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I hate starting my show off like this and everything because everything is not really in sync and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with me for a minute. All right, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. This is how we do it, you know what I'm saying? It's the live after 5 with the Fat Man. Today is Friday. Today we do our unsigned artist spotlight, which today we're going to talk to my man Kasabian. You know what I'm saying? Kasabian has Empire Music. This is the only cat that I know that's had Empire Music before the reality show Empire even came out. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be rocking with him and everything and seeing what's going on with him and, you know what I mean, getting in his background. I know he got some music and stuff that he's getting ready to release. And, of course, you know, we got our topic of the day, you know what I'm saying, and our topic for tonight is, does our younger generation respect the older generation, meaning do our kids respect us enough to not put their hands on them after they, you know, to not put our hands on them after they've disrespected us, you know what I'm saying? I know Angie Stone has gotten into a bunch of controversy about putting her hands on her daughter and knocking her teeth out, you know. And my thing is, you know, that's the last thing my daughter or my son would have to worry about would be me knocking their teeth out after me putting my hands on them. So we're going to get into that just a second, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, y'all, I'm trying to get everything up and running. Hopefully everybody can hear me. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. About to see what's basically going on and stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, please, please just be patient with me, okay? All right. All right, everybody, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. I think I got everything taken care of. We're going to go pay some bills, and we're going to be right back.
Thank you. Yeah. Make you sweat. Fat man. Fat city. What?
People, I love the ball, man, so I do what it takes to get to the top, man. Sometimes I don't have time for the people I love, you dig? Yeah, but I do it for you, you feel me? Love, let go. Reezy back up in it, just thought that I'd alert you. It's about time for me to go in. Curfew started back in 06, straight up out the ball court. Now I ball in malls, copping everything in all sorts. Of diamonds, clothes, etc. Money too long, why the hell you try to measure? Bullshit and never. I'm probably in the Netherlands, cuz. Dipping on right back to that US. Probably in the Bay, in the never sleeping city with your girlfriend on the blade. My niggas probably laughing, but I'm serious as A's. Don't let them like fool you, it get
dirty like the A.
If I ain't up in the
A,
then I'm probably out in Cali blowing bomb, looking for a bad chick that look like Hallie. My mama say she happy, but I only see her belly, cuz.
Damn.
is this what it comes to? Producer, rapper, slash family man in one dude. I tried to do it all, but it's too much to be when the top is where I wanna be.
I wish there was another me.
My apologies for chasing the cheese, cause even though I'm close, I'm still chasing the dream. I know you love it when I'm there, but you hate when I leave. But I get paid when I leave, so
I wish there was another me.
I'm the cheerleader's favorite, and it's probably cause I'm ballin'. I go so hard at the music, cause I swear that is my calling. Girls think I'm from New Orleans, cause I'm flyer than a hornet. She want me like a warren, and the girl is down to join it. Yeah, it's true, I left my city, but I won't forget my city. Even though I push the bag, that L.A. Cali shit is in me. If you talking about the work, look here, boy, I put in plenty. Rock some shows and get that dough, then sack it up just like I'm 50. And I know my family miss me, but I'm busy on my prison. Fuck whoever trying to diss me, take a shot, you better not miss me. They mad I fucked them hoes, and I ain't gotta get a tip. Said she don't wanna leave my world, like she took a trip to Disney. And I do it just like prison, cause my city's counting on me. I'm higher than the top of a fucking mountain, homie. Big face dead guys is what we counting, homie. I'm talking about that money, I'll be right back with that money. Yo, back. Everything is what the West Coast is to me. Since I'm headed to the top, just like I'm supposed to be. I barely have time for my loved ones close to me. I miss you when I'm gone, so
I wish there was another me.
The music keeps me in the studio, away from home. It's my home away from home. I know you spent some days alone and some lonely nights. So girl, I really mean when I say that
I wish there was another me.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? You must, I got to apologize for my technical difficulties. It's like, you know, I'm over here dealing with the internet at the studio. Internet will go in and out, you know what I'm saying, which makes the radio show go in and out. So I do apologize. We did have Kasabian, CEO and founder of Empire Music, coming on this evening, but I know time is getting short. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man only does an hour show on Fridays. He does a two-hour show during the week. But other than that, like I said, you know, tonight's topic was, does our younger generation respect the older generation? Meaning, do our kids respect us enough to not put their hands on them after we've tried to... after they've tried to disrespect us. You know, like I said, you know, Angie Stone has caught a case. Everybody knows who Angie Stone is, the great R&B singer and one of the founders of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? She just caught a case because her and her daughter had an altercation in the household. Now, this is what I don't understand. How is it that these kids are getting so relaxed to where they can tell us what to do in our household? How are these kids getting so relaxed to where they figure they can tell us what to do in our shit? Like I said, the old saying is, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really think kids grasp that and understand the meaning behind that. You know what I'm saying? You only get one mama in life. You know what I'm saying? And it's best to try and treat her with the most utmost respect. Because coming, you know, because being having to bury your mama is the worst thing you have to do in your lifetime. I know what that's like. But basically being respectful to your mother is way more important in life than anything else, because your mother is who you pattern yourself behind. Your mother is your friend, your mother and your father. If you was fortunate enough like I was fortunate enough to have my mother and my father both in the same household. my mother, my father, my grandmother, and my father's mother, all in the same household. So, you know, it was a fine-tooth comb up my ass all the time, seeing what I was doing, what I was about, where I was going, where I was coming from, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it helped me on my upbringing. It helped me become the man who I am today because of being brought up in a household like that. Now, my father didn't play. My mother didn't play. It wasn't, I never thought about talking back to my mother, let alone talking back to my father. I never thought of raising my voice to my mother or my father. I was very respectful. I was brought up in the times when it was yes ma'am and no ma'am and yes sir and no sir. You was to be seen and not heard. You stayed in a child's place. So that's the way I was raised, you know what I'm saying? So to see kids getting smart with their parents and wanting to argue and wanting to fight their parents. I've never seen no kid wanting to fight their parents like I've been seeing lately. People are going to have to answer to this. We all going to have our judgment day and all going to be judged one day. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is to try and live your best, live at your best down while you're down here on earth, because there is going to be a judgment. And for you to be disrespectful, out of pocket, jaw out of whack and everything because of something that your mother told you to do, it's just totally wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I condone if Angie Stone knocked her daughter's teeth out, she should have knocked her teeth out. She should have knocked all her teeth out and everything for being disrespectful. If there's a father out there that figures that his son or his daughter has been disrespectful, or his daughter's out there in the street doing trifling shit and being trifling and promiscuous, yes, your daddy needs to take care of that. Your daddy needs to whoop your ass and everything to get your attention. If there's a young man out there that's running the streets and is being disrespectful, don't know how to talk to his mother and this and the other, coming in late and disrespecting the household, then yes, your dad needs to be around to whoop your ass too. Now, don't get me wrong. We do have wonderful mothers. There are mothers out here that's raising wonderful and great men and everything. But, you know, ladies, if the father is in the child's life, let the father have some say-so on how to raise that child. Stop getting your ass on your shoulders and he ain't been around and this, that, and the other and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been me. I done had to be mama and daddy. You was mama and daddy because you chose to be mama and daddy. You didn't want that kid. You didn't want your kid around the father for some odd reason. So that's what you have to deal with. But don't throw that up in the kid's face that your daddy wasn't around and this, that, and the other, because there was a time, I'm pretty sure, when the child was asking you to go over to the daddy's house and you was telling the child no. So we have to take responsibility for a lot of this that our children are going through and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have to go through what they go through. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So listen, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I do apologize for the way that the show is coming in to you today. It's coming in broken pieces and everything like that. So hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking about and everything, and we will be right back after these messages.
Keep it 100, yeah, keep it 100. I need to keep it 100. I got a mansion by the lake where we can escape. Sex appeal in your flick with a little low weight. Baby, I drive diesels, make the bumper shake. You dealing with the boss, daddy, I stack cake. Separate from the fake, time to matriculate. If you don't want to be with that loser, you ain't got it. I could build you a crib in the middle of Nevada. Pulling up Bentleys, jumping out of Prada. Sexy boss chick, 10 carats on the wrist. Move your hips to the bass drum kick. Ain't a spot on your body that I won't kiss. Loose lips sink ships and they cut so swift. I ask anybody, I'ma plead the fifth. I know your friends don't understand it, but baby, don't panic.
100, shawty, you bad. Two ways flying and I want you.
100,
we got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
100,
you already know what I'm trying to
what
do.
What I'm trying to do.
It's your night. Put the champagne in the sky. Live your life. You ain't gotta go home to the fussing and fight. I could be your teddy bear, mama. Squeeze me tight. You can wake up to the sunshine with love in your eyes. Float like a butterfly. No sweat on your mind. Calling into any time. I'ma get the feeling right. The grown ass man. He ain't gotta never lie. Trust in the plan. Grab my hand. Let's break to the exit. Take this chance. After the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire. Throw your worries in the air. Hit the red carpet. Paparazzi waiting there. Hot like lava rock. You don't need to Photoshop. MySpace, Facebook. Baby girl got a lot. Sex stick beaver. Licking on the lollipop.
100. Shawty, you bad. New waistline and I want you.
100.
We got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
100.
You already know what I'm trying to do.
In 88, so they mold me. A young reputable, rider and respectable. Fuck enemigos and bitches on the testicles. I'm a legend, I've been banging since 11. Always packing me a weapon cause the O stay threatened.
What?
Get that bossa, always talking wassa. I mob up in the club and knock the drink out your tassa. Rasa, you didn't know about them killers. Cowboys, West Side, Long Beach, nigga. Affiliated con la mierda, no me joda. Boricua, vendiendo la droga, en copitola, pendejo. No venga con la mano y pidiendo. There's a hustle in every move, vendiendo chocha hasta pelo. Fat man, you know I had to get it. Any problems on my mama, we can surely deal with it.
The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
Ha! 313 to the LBC.
Huh. The West Coast, baby, do it. That's why we spit in native tongues while I'm sipping on this death fluid.
Ha! Fat man. Ha! Fat city.
Running with this grip, nigga. You didn't know that the fat man was a spit, nigga. Underestimated, cause I'm just a big figure. I'm taking all your shit, the fat boys be legit, nigga. You didn't know I couldn't spit, I got massive flow. Cause you see me on TV with a cooking show. You skinny motherfuckers, y'all niggas got to go. My rhymes are complicated just like an obstacle.
Foot on the gas, cruising LV. He blowing on that loud, all mad and OC. Middle fingers to the haters as I'm trucking up the D. Just an East Coast nigga, and I'm repping 313. West Coast, baby, do it. Sipping on that fluid. about to grab the mic and spit heat cause it's fluid. All you niggas in your crew better duck when I come through. See, walk your name out, this is 7-0 true. The land of the few, legend be my status. I got my skull family, what it do, nigga, what's happening? Barbecue slapping, fat man keep it cracking. A West Coast nigga with a East Coast passion. Y'all niggas keep me laughing, your booty ass rapping. You really think you're relevant, you really just be passing. You fake motherfuckers, don't get it twisted. Drama's in the mix.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spitting native tongues while I'm sipping on this hemp fluid.
And I'm ripping 313 to the LBC.
The West Coast made me do it. That's why we spitting native tongues while I'm sipping on this hemp fluid.